President Trump coming to Orlando. Right now, we have, they said last night, 74,000 ticket requests have been made, but now it's over 100,000. And June 18th is Tuesday, here in Orlando at the Amway Center. 20,000 seats, almost 100,000 requests for seats. It's going to be the hottest ticket in Florida, so let's put him on the air. Here he is. Good morning, Mr. Trump.
Good morning, Stacy, Jill, Smoke Crack. Great to be on the phone with me again. Hey, before we get started, I'd like to take a moment right now for you to wish me a happy birthday this Friday.
Oh, it's your birthday. Happy early birthday, sir.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, please don't sing to me unless you're a hot intern with a sexy voice. Or Jill. Jill can sing. Melania usually sings happy birthday to me every year when I wake up, I think. It's either that or the Slovenian national anthem. Nobody really knows.
Well, hey, let's talk about Mexico for a second. You aren't punishing them with tariffs now because they've agreed to help stop the flow of illegal immigrants from Guatemala. Is that right?
Yes, and frankly, they knew the Guatemalans coming through the border was a big problem, and now they're going to stop it. Not only that, but they're also going to stop the flow of their counterfeit guacamole, or guat-a-mole, as it's called in the black market.
Now you've also got a new deal with Mexico that you're going to announce, right?
Huge deal, Jill. You're going to love it. The Mexicans that I've talked to are thrilled with this deal. I mean, seriously, they're going mucho pollo asado for this thing, believe me.
Well, we saw you holding the paper in your hand yesterday that you said was the actual deal, sir.
Yes, I'm holding it in my hand right now. Hear that?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I just want everyone to know this folded piece of paper is in no way a takeout menu I found stuffed in the windshield of my limo.
No, of course not.
Yeah. Nor is it an offer for a 0% APR credit card from Discover.
Can you tell us about the deal with Mexico, sir?
Not yet, but you'll be the first to know. I will tell you, though, it's no coincidence that at the same time I'm announcing that we've reached an amazing trade deal, Taco Bell brings back their nacho fries. How about that? Not a coincidence.
Of course not. Well, sir, your senior counselor, Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway, is not a fan of yours, never has been, which is ironic that he's married to your biggest supporter, Kellyanne. Now, he recently tweeted that you're, quote, mentally unwell. What do you have to say about that?
Okay, look, George Conway's a fat loser who looks like a St. Bernard with a receding hairline. He really does. Besides, even if it were true, saying I'm mentally unwell is discrimination. Discrimination. Mentally unwell people have the same right to work as anyone else, which is why Joy Behar still works on The View.
That's a good point. Now, Mr. President, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. Last week she said she wants to see you in prison, and then yesterday she told a reporter that she's done with you and she doesn't even want to talk about you. She said it's a waste of time. How do you want to respond to that?
Oh, please. Nancy can't get enough of me. I bet she thinks of me during her geriatric swim meetups at the Y. I bet she thinks of me while she spends hours searching for her reading glasses around the house. Look, nervous Nancy's always getting caught in a blatant lie of some sort. But she continues to push bogus stories, guys. And that's why she would make a great CNN anchor someday. Believe me.
All right. Well, President Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden said you're a threat, an existential threat to America. You said Biden is slower than he used to be. And can you elaborate on some of that?
Look, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Sleepy Joe's just lost a step or two. But let's be honest. Joe Biden looks like a piece of albino jerky that was left out in the sun for too long. Okay?
So, also, Father's Day, don't forget, is coming this Sunday. How do you normally celebrate with the family? Do you have any Father's Day traditions that you guys do?
Yes, we always have the family together. I always get great gifts from all the children that I love. And Tiffany. No, seriously, Tiffany joins us every year. We do the same thing. We go out to dinner. She gives me a Father's Day card. And then the driver drops her off at her court-ordered rehab facility. And we call it a night.
Wow.
That's it.
Well, thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Later, Stacy. Oh, hey, Jill. Want to jump out of a birthday cake for me on Friday? Don't answer right away. But I can pay you in Big Mac vouchers.
Jill?
It's a deal.
Is that a yes?
Rick Stacy.